I'm amazed that Major Move survived not only that, but also the Indianapolis Star poll a couple weeks ago that showed 60% opposed the toll road lease.
Was it the foreign ownership that was the base of the opposition, or did people have other reasons for opposing it?
In the Star poll, 12% were upset over a potential increase in tolls. The vast majority, something over 50%, was upset. Used the foreign ownership as the prime criteria. Indiana has over 900 companies that have created something like 130,000 jobs that are foreign owned. And of course, Governor Daniels announced in Lafayette the 1,000 new jobs at the Toyota plant. And it was fascinating that you have this kind of isolationist, xenophobic mood sweeping the country, and the Major Move sponsor, Representative Randy Bohr, got up in the House, well, the House yesterday, and said we need to be apologizing to these foreigners. So this is a very conflicted state right now.
Aside from Major Moves, what kind of legislative session was it, particularly for Mitch Daniels?
Well, it was a great legislative session for him. Obviously, Major Moves was like 90% of that. He had 74 proposals that he said he wanted to tackle when he took office in January 2005. By his count, he's now achieved about 62% of those. Where he's lacking, he didn't get some of the education proposals. He would like to restructure local government, and he's finding quite a bit of a resistance there. But overall, it was a historic session for both him and the Indiana Republican Party.
There were also some bills, or at least one bill, regarding property taxes that passed. What will happen there, and what will homeowners feel, property owners feel after that?
Well, the governor and House Republicans took a lot of heat from Democrats for the budget that they passed in 2005. It was a balanced budget, but it shifted a lot of the costs onto school corporations and local government. And we started seeing across the state over the last couple weeks double-digit property tax increases that were coming into places like Franklin, Indiana, and Centerville, and some other cities. And I thought that was a precursor of what was to come. What this does is it provides about $227 million of temporary tax relief for 2006 and 2007. And what that does is it allows everybody to catch their breath and come into the 2007 long session, where I think they're going to take some really revolutionary steps to revamp the Indiana property tax system.
Getting back to the highway bill, when are people going to see the effects of the money coming in from the toll road? When is that going to translate into specific projects getting started or finishing up?
I was just with the governor a little bit ago, and he said the NDOT has got a new terrible problem, and he said it's me, because he's going to be breathing down their necks trying to get a lot of these projects set up and underway. We don't have any exact timetables, but I would think that by, mid to late summer and then throughout the fall, and this is what Republicans are going to hope for, you're going to start seeing more and more of these projects come online. They're going to start, doing the RFPs and the bid letting and all that bit. And certainly by the 2008 elections, you're going to see a lot of dirt moving, a lot of graders coming across the state, and that's what ultimately I think is what convinced the Republicans to pass this package.